Welcome to Hope College Basketball and the Barber Ford pregame show. Tonight from the Voss Fieldhouse in Holland, Michigan, it is Hope College Flying Dutch taking on Calvin College in the MIAA postseason tournament. Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Prince along with Ron Weatherby. Coach Brian Morehouse's Flying Dutch entered today's contest 26-0, ranked number one in the nation in the USA Today Division III women's poll. The Flying Dutch defeated Adrian 71-48 to advance to tonight's MIAA championship game. Hope was led by junior Melissa LaRue, who scored a career-high 14 points coming off the bench to lead the Flying Dutch. Hope's opponent today is Calvin College. The Knights are led by head coach Ron Ross, who is in his 10th year at the school. Calvin enters tonight's game with a 19-7 record. The Knights upset number two-seeded Olivet on Thursday night in the MIAA postseason tournament with an 80-76 victory. Calvin was led by Holland native Brianna Verkijk, who scored 27 points and pulled down 14 rebounds in the semifinal victory. The pregame show is brought to you by Barber Ford. Remind you that we are streaming all Hope games on our website, 927thevan.com. Later in the pregame show, Ron will talk to Coach Dean Morehouse, and we'll have the tip-off, which is brought to you by Hanks Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hanks Auto Service. Let's take a two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. You're listening to the Barber Ford pregame show. We're about 17 to 18 minutes away from Hope College basketball as the Flying Dutch of Hope College look to defend their MIAA season tournament championship that they won last year at the Van Noort Arena, as they're looking to repeat as MIAA champions and get an automatic berth into the NCAA tournament. This is the Flying Dutch's 16th appearance in the MIAA tournament championship game. Hope is 12-3 all-time in the title games, including a 6-2 mark against Calvin in tournament finals. The Flying Dutch won last season's tournament championship in a thrilling game at the Van Noort Arena, 62-59, and got the Flying Dutch into the NCAA tournament, and which they made a decent run, making it all the way to the quarterfinals before falling to Wisconsin Whitewater and in the quarterfinal game. So we got an interesting game coming up here, Ron, as the Flying Dutch will be taking on Calvin for the third time this season here at the Voss Fieldhouse.
You put Hope and Calvin on the same court out there, you're always going to have an interesting ball game, whether it be the men or the women or the swimming team or whoever you want to put out there. And it's just an exciting time. And hopefully we get a good crowd for this one. We had a great crowd this afternoon. And Likely we'll have a pretty good crowd out here tonight as Dean Morehouse wanders over and is going to say hello here, as he usually does at the start of every ball game. And hi there, Coach. How's the afternoon been going?
Good afternoon. Yeah, it's I had a bunch of things back to do in Fremont before I came down here, but it was a good afternoon. Yeah, nice drive down until we got within range here, and then the snow started blowing around, and it reminded me it was still winter.
That you still lived in Michigan.
And I still lived in Michigan, absolutely. I had forgotten that.
And then you turned the radio on and had to listen to that first ball game on the way. That you probably turned it back off again.
Yeah, it was pretty much over by the time I headed out. But, it was sad to see, because I know we're better than that. You know, we can play better than that. And they played very well, so credit to them.
Well, I thought kind of what happened out there. We took off to a big lead.
Yeah, it was 11-2, 11-3.
13-2 at one point in the ball game, and everybody felt very comfortable. And all of a sudden, things turned around, and Calvin took it to us a little bit, and more than a little bit.
Yeah, it's I've coached so long, and so have you, but when
Holland,
you get ahead
the
like
Lake
that,
Shores,
it's tough to hold the lead because you start looking over your shoulder a lot, and you think, our kids never quit, and they never thought it was over. I didn't mean that, but the other team gets inspired because they're behind. You know, you're put in a corner, so now you got to do things.
So you got one tonight, and, who knows what's going to happen out there. This is a little different ball club. Calvin's on a streak out there, and they're playing good basketball. And you're going to hear name frequently, it's people on the radio, are going to hear a name for Kike. And they may think that somebody else is back. But no, it's her sister, Rihanna, that's making all the headlines of late.
Well, if they do think that, then they haven't followed Calvin basketball very much. But like you say, in our fan base, they probably might do that, you know. Yeah, she had 27 the other night, and she scored very well. And you have to certainly, a good player like that, and there are others in the league, you just don't shut them down altogether, but you have to kind of keep them under control. You try to anyway. If they go off for 27, you got some trouble. But, you know, if you can keep them to their average or under, then, that's something you try to do.
Kayla also, Engelhard, is a very steady, a very good ball player for the Nighty Knights, and she, too, can cause some problems.
Kayla's been a great player since she came into the league 2 years ago, and then she had a little injury problem and slowed her down a little bit, but she's pretty much back to 100% health, and you just don't want to overlook her. You know, she, like a lot of players, I don't care whether they're professional or not professional, you look at their shot and you'll say, well, that's not going in, you know, and then they all go in. But she's a very good player. She's a good organizer and a very, very tough girl, very, very tough player, I should say, when she's on the court.
Well, I'm looking at my sheet out here, and I see Kristen Tripp is scoring 5.8 points a ball game. I have seen her hit 15 and 16 a ball game, and does it very smooth and very nicely. So a little bit surprised that she is not scoring more.
Well, she's a three-point shooter. She can do a lot of things, but she's added the step-back move this year, and she has kind of been playing the backup point guard at times. But she's dangerous because, like you say, anybody that's a three-point shooter, they can have a bad night and have 6 points. They only make two shots. Now, we have a lot of kids on our team who get 6 points, and we think that's what they're supposed to do. But if you get hot, so to speak, you know, they can have 12 or 15 just like nothing.
And they also have started somebody else that didn't start against us before, and that's Hannah Aker.
She's been playing a lot at either a starting or a backup role. She is out there, I think, because she's one of the hardest working kids you're going to find. She's a little bit undersized, but she's been averaging 10 points per game. And like I say, she's a little undersized, but she is very, very much of a workhorse. And she'll do all the dirty work for them and, get in there and kind of like Megan Kelly, I guess.
Well, they got her listed as 6 foot here, so that's not too bad for an undersized.
No, it's not too undersized, but it's not 6'4", 6'2", or 6'1". They got her listed at 6 foot. Okay, we know how that goes sometimes.
Oh, you're cheating out here.
I don't know.
We tease the football coach more about that than we do the basketball coach.
Yeah, the football coaches, they put them out there at 300 pounds when they're really about 185,
yeah.
You know.
They're good at that. I know.
Yeah, I know.
Dean Krebs a hard time on it. Well, what are the Flying Dutch getting set for? Are they going to work a little zone against us, man-to-man? What are they going to do?
Well, Calvin will play man-to-man. They haven't played a zone since I've been here, and that's 14, 15 years. So
up and down the lakeshore,
they play a zone,
it's 92-7.
So we'll be up against a man-to-man defense. And ever since the beginning of the year, they've instituted what I would call in their man-to-man defense a trapping type defense where you run at somebody, you play defense on them, and then you exchange players. We used to call that back in the old days switching, but now it's called a trapping type defense, and they do that very well. It was quite well documented the last time we played them by their coach and others that they didn't score very much at the very beginning of the game, which is good defense or their bad offense, whatever. But when they don't score, then they can't get into their trapping press. And so, watch out if they're able to score, because they will press the daylights out of you and trap you. And then on offense, they've put in this thing which all of us are familiar with now, that if you follow the game of basketball, is the dribble drive is what they call it. And so all the teams are doing that because they think everybody can handle the ball, and they dribble drive to the basket and hope to get a foul called or to make a shot. And the way the rules are interpreted this year, a lot of teams have gone to that.
And in that first ball game, they went back to kind of the old-fashioned way of calling some of that, because they did not call much on the inside. They still called the tidbit things on the outside.
Yeah.
But on the inside, it got, you know, pretty physical underneath.
Right.
And let it go.
I thought the men's game tonight, I was watching the men's game this afternoon, and I was saying, okay, I don't know, you know, it was the same both ways, so it was consistent. It was very consistent. But the officials were, you know, calling it exactly like you just stated it. You know, tough on the outside and not much on the inside. So, which is, you know, that's the way it is.
Which is fine by us as far as being able to play on the inside with McAfee and some of our people that we have in the post.
Right, exactly.
All right. What's Hope got up their sleeve for this night?
Well, we don't shock anybody much anymore. When you get this time in the league, especially when you're playing a league opponent, you know, we've got pretty much the same stuff that we always do. We play great half-court defense, hopefully, and run our sets and run our offensive things that we do. We're in good shape as far as illness is concerned. Unfortunately, I say that and having to hold back and say Angelique Gaddy, of course, is not playing. Had her operation on Wednesday, and she was very thrilled with by the way, she got a card like Becca Lawrence did from the fans here. Somebody passed a card around, both when Rebecca had her surgery back in December, January, and when Jeeky had her surgery last Wednesday and before she went in. And I mean, you know, that's got to make those kids just feel absolutely thrilled that many people would even sign their name and say, you know, thank you, hope you get well soon. So they're out, but everybody else is pretty healthy.
All right, that's good, because a lot of colds and stuff going around. I know I spent a little time visiting my wife in the hospital who has pneumonia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I know what's happening with all that good stuff that's going around and affecting everybody.
Yep. It's been so cold. And usually people will say, well, isn't that good because it kills all the germs? Yeah. Sometimes I have a warm winter and they'll say, well, it never got cold enough to kill all the germs, you know, out there. But obviously it's been those germs that have survived. I'm no medical person, obviously, but they have pretty sturdy germs, I guess. So anyway, that's probably what we're up to. We'll play man-to-man most of the time, play a little zone probably if we want to. But we'll be doing things we've been doing for all year.
Quick start, I think, is very important in this ball game.
Well, I think so. I think a steady start and not get overwhelmed by yourself or by the other people, depending on how they start. But, you know, as again, to reflect back at the men's game, you know, you get too far ahead or too far behind. You know, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But you got to handle the moment, I guess you might say. You got to stay in the moment, stay in the now. Regardless, forget about what the score is. You just have to play the best that you possibly can and try to control the other team. Do what you want to do on offense.
Rockin' the Lakeshore, 92.7 The Fan.
Go on to the NCAA. You're assured of a bid to the NCAA if you win this one. What if you lose it?
I think we'll still get in. I don't have a doubt for that. We're ranked second in the region and right behind DePauw. And I don't think this will change anything that way, but as far as getting in. But that brings up a good point. You see, we all can think about this, but if somebody were to lose, if Calvin were to lose, it's more possible that they wouldn't get in. And I'm not trying to play guru here, but that's just the facts on the wall as far as the region is concerned. So I think that puts them in a position. Their backs are right up against the wall. And you know what teams do when their backs are up against the wall. Down at Olivet, they just play their hearts out. I mean, it was like a completely different team, to a point, not completely, but they played, you know, very, very inspired basketball, I guess you might say, because, you know, they don't get in. Olivet might have gotten in, I don't know, they were ranked sixth in the region, so that's the position we're in now, is trying to defend that.
Well, they can use it as a springboard.
Absolutely.
And take it right into the nice ball game.
Absolutely. And we have to, our girls are aware of that, and we're going to play as hard as we can, too.
Well, let's go out and pick this one up, and then we'll worry about that on Monday when the pairings come out as to where we go.
I agree with you. And as Mo said in the locker room, Coach Mo said, you know, you can't control anything other than what's going to happen in between those lines tonight. And, you know, we just got to go out and play our game and control what we do on the basketball floor tonight, and everything else is not really important right now.
Well, as Coach Dabb put it this afternoon, he said, okay, let's not count this as a rivalry game. There are other things on the line, like going on to the NCAA and things like this. Let's make the ball game about that rather than worry about the rivalry.
Dabb's a wise man.
He's been around a long time.
He's been around, that's right. Yep. All right, thanks a lot.
Yeah, let's go get one tonight. That was assistant coach Dean Morehouse as he comes over and talks before the ball game and gives a little insight as to what's happening with these young ladies as they get ready for the championship of the tournament here and the automatic bid for the NCAA tournament. So Hope College been out on the court. They have not gone back in to speak of to get some instructions. Kelvin just coming out of their locker room and picking up a basketball, putting it in the hoop with regularity, as is Hope on the far end. So this is going to be a good ball game. I got that feeling, Adam, that both of these teams are going to be ready and that we're going to see a good ball game in this one.
I'm so, back. I'm back.
You're back. Yeah, I know. You're back. Giving you away out there. No, he wasn't. Just giving him a hard time a little bit.
I missed everything in the last 10 minutes. So, we got about 2 minutes before the start of this ball game. So let's send it back to the studio for a one-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on the Barber Ford Pregame Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. We're only minutes away from the start
the Lakeshore's
of the
92.7 The Van.
The MIAA tournament, postseason tournament between Hope College and Calvin College here at the DeVos Fieldhouse. The winner gets an automatic
Hope College hits the court in the MIAA
Division
tournament.
Division III tournament. And right now, as things are looking up, this almost turns out to be a must-win game for Calvin, Ron.
Well, very definitely a must-win game for Calvin out there. They're going to have to take a step back and take a look and look at the scoreboard from now and then and say, hey, we want that bid. Why, we're going to get it only if we win this ball game. So they have everything to gain, nothing to lose, and they're going to go all out.
Ladies and gentlemen,
well, we'll pause right now for the national anthem.
To honor America with the singing of our national anthem, please welcome Hope College Junior, Miss Rebecca Klinker.
National anthem. And now for the starting lineups for both these teams, let's send it over to play-by-play man Ron Weatherby.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the DeVos.
Well, taking a look at these starting lineups for the visitors from Calvin College for the Lady Knights under the direction of John Ross in his 11th season. At the forwards, they are led by Brianna Verkijk, 5'11", junior out of Holland Christian, with 15.2 points a ball game. At the other forward, Myra DeKuyper, a 6-foot junior out of Bradenton, Florida, She's averaging 9 points a ball game. The center, Hannah Aker out of Florida. She is 6 foot, a junior from Bradenton Christian. At the guards, it'll be Kristen Tripp, a 5'6" senior from Brighton, averaging 5.8 points. And Kayla Engelhard, a 5'7" junior from Saginaw Valley Lutheran. At the other guard, averaging 11.3 points a ball game. For the Hope College Flying Dutch, under the direction of Brian Morehouse in his 18th season, at the boards, it'll be Brittany Berry, 5'8" junior from Catholic Central, averaging 8.2 points a game. The other forward, Maura McAfee, a 6 foot sophomore from Midland, 13.3 points a ball game. The center, Hannah Dole, 5.1 points a game. She's a 6'1" junior from Center Valley, PA, at the center position. And at the guard for the Flying Dutch, Anna Coughlin, a 5'8" senior from Davenport Central, Iowa, at 8.3 points a game. And Megan Kelly, a 5'8" senior from Rockford, at 10.4 points a ball game.
The Flying Dutch and Calvin both having an interesting pregame ritual. They all get down in a circle on their side of the court and all down on their knees in a circle. Have a little bit of a team meeting with just the players and no coaching staff. And both have very similar meetings, and then they all meet back at their bench with the coaching staff, and then the starters come out to the center court. The Flying Dutch taking a little bit more time with the meeting with the coaching staff as they come out to center court. The Flying Dutch in their white uniform, home uniforms with orange numerals and navy blue outline and navy blue and orange trim. The Knights in their maroon uniforms with the black trim with black numerals outlined in gold. And for the tip-off, the opening tip-off is presented by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. And for the call, the play-by-play action, let's send it over to play-by-play man Ron Weatherby.
It'll be DeKuyper jumping against McAfee at center court, hoping their white uniforms, the maroon-cladded Calvin College crew. Tip goes to Hope College. Brittany Berry with a basketball at the left wing. Looks inside. Can't get it in there. On the outside, they go to Hannah Dole into the hands of Kaufman. Kaufman, right side to the baseline, puts up a shot. Got it. So Kaufman with the first two of the ball game, and Hope takes the lead. 2-0. All the way down the basket. And firing cross court, almost losing it in the far corner, was Verkike, and she drives to the hole and returns the favor by getting two at the opposite end. We're tied at two. We're just underway here at the DeVos. A little pressure applied by Calvin, and almost over and back. The ball stolen by Calvin. Calvin on the attack. Engelhard pulls up, fires away, got it. Stopped about 3 yards short of the basket. Put in a little jumper. Pass quickly to Megan Kelly, back to McAfee. Over to Kaufman, and they'll slow it down and set it up. 4-2, Knights with a lead. On the left side is Kelly, back out in front to Dole. Over to Berry. Berry for three, off the glass and in. Bank shot, high off the window, and through the hoop, she banged it through. 5-4, Hope with a lead with a big three. Over on the right side is Engelhard. Cross-court pass way across. Shot taken, no good on the far side. And rebound out of bounds. Little pressure now by Kelvin in the backcourt. Ooh, Kaufman has batted around a little bit across to McAfee. They get it ahead to Kelly. Back out in front, Berry, she's open. Oh, this one misses, and out of bounds it goes. And it's going to stay, I believe, with Hope College. Calvin, a little bit surprised, is standing on the edge. They just let that one go out of bounds by Tripp, and she watched it go and then was surprised when the official said, no, belongs to Hope. Berry will inbound it. Gets it in to Kaufman. Kaufman takes the point for the Flying Dutch. Over to Dole, left side, Kelly. Back out in front, Berry. Berry fakes a three, takes it in the paint, flips it over. Oh, look away pass by Berry. Basket by McAfee. 7-4, Hope with the lead. Engelhardt to the right side with the jumper. Off the window and in. 7-6, Hope up by one. Megan Kelly on the left wing. Takes it down to the wing. Back out in front to Kaufman. Kaufman will set it up for Hope. She's being harassed outside by Tripp. Starts to the hoop. Puts a shot up. No good. Rebound underneath by Aker. Calvin on the attack. Engelhard crosses the center line. Kelly's got her. Wants play number one. Keeps her dribble alive. Looks to go underneath. Puts up the jump shot. Got it. Right to the left side where you're going to shoot your free throw. She nails it. 8-7. Calvin up by one. Kaufman back out in front to McAfee. Over to Kaufman. She sets up. Hits the front of the iron. No good. Rebound. Dole. She fires away. Got it. Hannah Dole with a deuce. 9-8. Hope leads by one. Outside is Engelhard. Engelhard takes it to the left wing. Down to the baseline. Pulls up. Fires away. In and out of the basket. Rebound comes out. And it's going to go to Hope. Melissa LaRue back is in for Hope College, and we have some suds for Calvin. Number 23 is Anna Timmer that's into the ball game. There's 44. That is DeKuyper. LaRue into the front court, over to Kelly. Kelly back out in front to Dole. Dole looks left side, LaRue. Into the hands of Kelly. She fakes the three, takes it inside, puts it up, no good. McAfee with a rebound and a foul. And that one's going to go against DeKuyper.
And it's going to be a shooting foul, so McAfee will go into the free throw line. Amanda Traversa about to check in for the Flying Dutch.
McAfee drops it in.
Traversa checks in for Hannah Dole, who will take a seat. Autumn Anderson is checking in now for the Flying Dutch.
And this one's good. And so McAfee puts in two, and Anderson reports back in. Berry goes out. Hope will wait. Pick up Calvin at midcourt. 11-8. Hope with a lead. 16 on the clock. All the way for the Knights is Tripp. Takes it into the paint. Can't find anybody. On the outside shot. Blocked by McAfee. DeKuyper tried to get that one off. McAfee right in her face. And Megan Kelly travels with the basketball from the left wing. And a timeout. It'll be a media timeout. At the 15:52 mark. Hope 11. Calvin 8.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Both teams getting out to a quick start shooting, with Calvin shooting 57% from the field and the Flying Dutch shooting 50% from the field. Both teams having a nice start getting out there, but the Flying Dutch doing a better job rebounding. They have 6 rebounds compared right now to Calvin's 1.
So it'll be Calvin that huddled up around their coach as Coach Ross has some instructions for them during this media timeout. And Coach Moe has his group around him. These are 90-second timeouts. They are media timeouts that'll happen about every 4 minutes throughout the ball game. 4 of them in the first half and 5 in the second half. So that you have a lot of time, and the media timeouts are 90 seconds long. So it's a little bit different, and then you have 5 timeouts still by each ball club in the ball game, in addition to the media timeout. So sometimes it seems like there's nothing but timeouts and the ball game goes along. This is a personal prejudice of mine. As you can tell, I don't like media timeouts.
You're not the only one, but I suppose in a different era would have been nice to have the media timeouts to let you get things together, but Not these days.
Abby Springer's in for the Knights. Tripp over on the right side. Gives it up to De Kuyper. Shot taken. No good. Rebound. Right back into the hands of Kelvin Timmer. Loose on the court. And Fonnie McAfee gets it. Melissa LaRue. 3-on-2. Left side to Kelly. She takes the baseline. Off the window and in. 13-8. Hope on top. 15-20 in the first half. Springer goes to the left side to Tripp. Tripp drives on the left side of the lane, puts up the shot. Good. Didn't go toward the basket necessarily. Went straight down and hit a little 3-4 foot jumper from the left baseline. Melissa LaRue behind the back dribble. Gives it to Teresa. Anderson. Anderson baseline. McAfee back to Anderson. Anderson drives around. Is cut off. McAfee with a basketball to Kelly. Kelly into the paint. Puts up the shot but can't lift her left arm. And having a hold of it is Kelly Verkeich. So Megan will step to the line. Nice article in the Sentinel the other day by Dan as he wrote up the article on Megan Kelly and her mother. The connection that they have, both being basketball players. Into the ball game for Kelvin, Brianna Verkeich, along with Engelhardt, both back in. And McAfee goes out. Dole came back in.
And Elizabeth Perkins is at the scorer's table. She'll check in for Megan Kelly.
So, second one is good. 15-10, Hope with the lead. Kelvin will have the basketball as Perkins comes out onto the court. She's another freshman. Traversa and Perkins, both freshmen. At the key, Engelhardt right down the middle has the ball taken away by Anderson. She loses it. And LaRue picks it up. Melissa on the attack. Down the middle. Left corner. Shot taken. Way over the basket. Rebound comes to Kelvin. Timmer with a rebound. Quickly up the court they go. They being the Knights along the left side. Into the corner. Shot taken. No good from the corner by Brianna Verkeich. Rebound comes to Perkins. To LaRue. LaRue across the center line to Anderson in the left wing. Out front, Traversa for three. Hits the front of the iron. No good. Rebound out to Springer. On the attack, Abby Springer. The pass, kind of an awkward pass, an alley-oop type one that Anna Dole got right in the middle of and knocked the ball out of bounds. Kaufman comes back into the ball game for Hope. And there's Brittany Berry. Kelvin inbounding the ball, open to Springer. Set up play by Kelvin, works like a charm. 15-12, Hope with the lead. Hope with the basketball. Kaufman, cross court pass to Berry. Berry is double teamed, having some problems. Works it back to Kaufman, just across the timeline. To Hannah Dole, back to Berry. Over to Perkins. Perkins thinks about it, drives over to Berry, kicks it out. Yes! Berry got a nice pass that time from Perkins. Wide open for the three. 18-12, Hope with the lead. Trying to return the favor was Engelhardt. She misses a shot. Berry comes away with a rebound to Hannah Dole. Dole up ahead to Perkins. Perkins will wait for some help. Brings it out of the corner, gives it to Berry. Berry underneath, underhand scoop is good. And a timeout by John Ross. It'll be a 30-second timeout. Hope 20, Kelvin 12.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. Their natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game. Go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. The Flying Dutch are on a nice 7-0 run here, Ron. And all being sparked by Brittany Berry.
Well, I hope getting a little bit accustomed to the pressure that Calvin's putting on them, and they're becoming more comfortable, and that is opening up people down the court. And once you get the ball in Brittany's hands, there are a lot of things she can do. She can drive with it, loves to dish off in that look-away pass. She'll look left, throw right, or look right, throw left, and teammates have to get used to that, because when she first starts out and you get some of these freshmen having the ball ricochet off their heads a few times, and they're expecting it to go through the basket, and they're looking up to get a rebound, and all of a sudden, thunk, they get inside the head.
I think Calvin was surprised that she actually laid the ball up there instead of trying to pass it off.
Al McAfee's been around a couple of years. She knows what to do with it. So Calvin has a basketball, trailing by eight. At the right wing, Tripp. Underneath, and shot taken. That's good. Foul's going to go to Perkins. And getting congratulations, Hannah Aker. Hannah Aker will go to the line as McAfee and Kelly both come back in for Hope. At the line, Hannah Aker, a 6 foot junior from DeWitt. Lefty, as it rattled around, drop off on the right side. McAfee with a rebound. Out front for the Flying Dutch is Anna Kaufman, just dribbling around. Starts her move toward the basket, leaves it for Barry. Underneath McAfee. Look right, go left, McAfee. Love you. That's the ball, it's going to be open. And McAfee gets the bucket. A little bounce pass in the middle. Over on the right, left wing. Long three-pointer. Yes! Brianna Verkijk with the three. 22-17. Verkijk having a good ball game against Olivet. As Hannah Dole puts the ball in the court. And somebody tried to bat it away. And they're going to get a foul.
Calvin foul number 11.
It'll be on 11. McKenzie Shelton. Hope's going to get the basketball. And I think we're going to...
That's our second media timeout. Yep. This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, Brittany Berry's having one nice start from the field for her. She has 8 points along with two assists and one rebound, Ron. Nice start for Brittany to get hot starting off, because there's been games where she has gotten hot like this and it's brought out to be a 20-point game for her. On other games, she gets a little cold from the field and things turn out a little bit differently, but it's nice to have her going right off the bat.
Well, Brittany does a great job out there. She's very unselfish. She doesn't like to shoot the ball anymore, and she has to. And she'll feed off. She likes that look away where she looks one way and passes the other. And she prefers doing that to shooting the ball. And Coach Moe has to get her, you know, it's time for you to shoot. You need your points. And then she will, you know, put up the three and very consistent. In fact, I think last year she was the one who had the best percentage from three-point territory of anybody in the MIAA.
Oh, it was NCAA. She led the NCAA in shooting percentage from three-point land. So if she has to be coaxed into shooting three-pointers, you got to coax her, because sometimes in games you need those points. And tonight's one of those nights where she's going to have to come out and put some points up on the board for a victory for the Flying Dutch.
Brianna Verkijk really, you know, coming on strong at the end of this year. And that showed up very well in the ball game against Olivet on Wednesday, or Thursday it was. Berry from the baseline, short, rebound, McAfee back to Berry. He'll try it again. This one bounced high into the air. Kelly's got the rebound. Offensive rebounds for the Flying Dutch. Outside is Dole, over to Kelly, underneath McAfee. He puts it up and is fouled.
They're going to get Shelton, I think, again. Yep.
So McKenzie picks up her second foul. And McAfee will be at the line for Hope College. 22-17, Hope on top, 11-26 left in the half. And McAfee's free throw is good.
That's seven now for McAfee.
Timmer comes into the ball game for Kelvin. She's a 5'10 freshman from South Christian. And this one is good by McAfee. So Mora with a couple of them. 24-17, Hope with the lead. 11-24 left in the first half. Tripp with the basketball. for the Lady Knights. Picks up her dribble, looks, fires it underneath, and the big long arm of Hannah Dole reaches up and picks it off. To Berry. Berry in the right wing. Gives it to Kaufman. Kaufman, Kelly. Bounce pass to McAfee. I'll take and get the ball and drive. Mac seems to open up on the right side of that basket, and she's going to have a field night if they keep defending her that way. 26-17. Hope for the lead. Tripp with the basketball around the edge. Throws it into the corner. Bounce pass underneath. And the shot is up and in. That one was Shelton. 26-19. Hope. Kaufman to McAfee. Over to Kelly. Kelly cross court to Kaufman. Kaufman takes it right, gives it to Kelly. Back out in front to Dole. Left side, underneath. McAfee, underneath, under the feed. As Hope was able to move it around, and Kaufman, nice feed to Mac underneath. Had a few steps on that one. Shot misses. Rebound by Kelvin. That shot is blocked. McAfee with a nice block underneath. No foul.
Oh, no, I think they're going to get McAfee with a foul.
The other official came across. One official called it a jump ball, and the other official came in. And you can hear this Hope College crowd as they express their opinion.
Coach Moe not agreeing with that call, and he's having a few words with the official. And he just turns around and walks away after he hears the explanation.
Kelly Burkike into the ball game for Kelvin. Also, De Kuyper's back in. Underneath, open is Hannah Aker. And she puts in two. Full court pressure being maintained by Kelvin. McAfee, left side to Berry. Underneath to Mac. Her shot is blocked, but a foul. De Kuyper in the ball game and got an arm, and it's going to be McAfee at the line.
McAfee is just giving Kelvin fits. They just can't seem to guard her underneath.
Well, she's breathing hard right now. She hustles down that court and gets in that spot so everybody knows where she is. And coming in is Traversa for Hope.
McAfee already with 12 points here, Ron. Now it's up to 13 after she makes that free throw.
Second one, got it. And she'll come out for a quick breather out here as Mazarot, Kelsey Mazarot, the senior out of Novi.
She's perfect from the field, 4-for-4, and she's perfect from the free throw line, 6-for-6 so far.
Engelhardt at the point, guarded by Kelly. Starts her on the right side, takes it back left, all the way around to the baseline, underneath, and Berry anticipating where she was going to go with that when she tried to get it in the corner to Springer. And Berry got her hand in between. So Kelvin will set it up on the right side to Springer. And she goes, almost throws it away. Picked up by Brianna Verkike. To the left wing. Hands it off to Springer. Long pass right side. And a charging foul. Megan Kelly set her feet. And full tilt, 100 miles an hour by Kelly Verkike. And she went right through and knocked everybody over. Looked like a bowling ball and knocking down pins there, and she got the charge.
And that's her second foul.
So the pressure continues for Kelvin as they got full court pressure. Melissa LaRue brings it for the Flying Dutch to Kelly at the right wing, over to Berry at the point. Berry, left side, LaRue, Traversa, over to Kelly for three. Yes! So Megan Kelly saw an opening for a big three-pointer. 33-21, Hope on top, 8:44 left in this first half. Underneath Engelhardt.
Oh, she traveled.
Two steps in the middle.
John Ross is going to take a timeout here. things are getting out a little bit out of control, and he needs to settle them down, Ron.
Well, he wants to talk to the official, I think, is what he's after out here. And he's busy conversing. The assistant coaches are talking to the ladies off the side, and Ross is talking with the official, and they're having an interesting discussion. Not harsh, but interesting. 33-21, Hope on top, 8:39 left.
It was an interesting conversation. I believe it was the same official that Coach Morehouse was just having a conversation with after that call on Maura McAfee underneath that, you know, left everybody kind of scratching their head. So he's getting it from both benches right now, so I don't envy him right now. Well, with 8:39 left in this ballgame, the Flying Dutch have a 33-21 lead and are doing a pretty decent job controlling this ballgame.
Hope will have the basketball. Traversa gets it into LaRue. LaRue puts on a quick burst and a foul. What?
They're going to get LaRue. No? They're going to get Melissa LaRue for putting her forearm out on that one. The fans are not happy with that call. Maybe that is what John Ross was complaining about just now, was that they were doing that. But that could possibly be what the whole conversation with the referee was about.
Well, if it was, it paid off. Calvin with the basketball on the outside trip. No good with the shot. Ball bounces around. Picked off by Engelhard. Leaves it in the corner for Springer. Springer back to Engelhard. Baseline. Off the window. No good. Rebound. No good. And Berry picks it off the window. So Brittany on the right side to Kelly. Kelly drives in. Tries to get the pass off to Mazarot, but a foul.
That's going to go against Kristen Tripp. Oh, no. It's going to go against Engelhard.
And McAfee gets ready to come back in along with Kaufman.
And that foul puts them in the bonus, so Megan Kelly's going to go to the free throw line.
Seven fouls called against Kelvin, three against Hope. Kelly at the line. Hope with a 33-21 lead, 34-21. And Autumn Anderson in for Brittany. As Megan will have the second of the free ones. Drops it through. 35-21, Hope with the lead. Calvin with the basketball. Engelhard for the Lady Knights. Kelly picks her up. Engelhard takes her to the left wing. Keeps on going down to the baseline. Fires it cross court. Almost taking the shot with Tripp. Then she takes it the other direction. Gives it to Springer. Springer hands it off to Tripp. Out front they go with Engelhard. Engelhard, a couple of dribbles and long cross-court pass. Underneath they go. Tremendous defense by McAfee as she anticipated that pass, knocked it around, out of bounds, and it's going to belong to the Flying Dutch as the media timeout called. Hope 35, Kelvin 21, 7:36 left in this first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Ron, the Flying Dutch this evening look a lot more smooth with their approach offensively than they did the other night against Adrian. They seem to be flowing a little bit better offensively and moving the ball around a little bit better.
Yeah, much more poise than what they had the other night when they were playing out here against Adrian. And they were able to get the job done, but you could see they were looking ahead a little bit, probably anticipating they'd be playing Olivet tonight.
Oh, yeah, and anybody that didn't follow what happened in that Olivet game, Stephanie Ling was pretty much neutralized in that game by Brianna Verkuyk, who had one whale of a game, having 27 points and 14 rebounds, a very solid effort. But against Hope College, she's having her issues. She only has 5 points at this point in the game and one rebound, so she's being kind of neutralized by the Flying Dutch.
Flying Dutch will have the basketball. Traversa will inbound it. Everybody's up in the front court. And the inbound pass is knocked back out by Springer.
Hope has done a good job breaking the press for the most part, other than the first time that they got it at the beginning of the game.
So Traverser will try it again. Gets it into Kaufman. Kaufman trips on her. Long pass to Kelly. Back out in front. Kaufman. Henderson. Traversa. Back to Kelly. Kelly to the left wing. Out front to Anderson. Over to Kaufman, right side. 10 on the shot clock. Kaufman to Anderson. Anderson with her back to the basket. Has the ball stolen away. Here comes Kelvin. 2-on-1 break. Nice bounce pass. And up and in. Oh, they got it rolling out there as Engelhard with the good pass and set up the basket by Anchor. 35-23. Hope with the lead and the basketball. Traversa in the corner. Takes the baseline and...
It's the same foul that they called against Melissa LaRue earlier. The Hope players are apparently using their arms to drive to the basket, and that's the second time the officials have called that foul against the Flying Dutch.
Both the guys and the gals do that all the time, but it's a foul, but most officials let it go. Little bounce pass on the inside. Nice setup play. Shot taken that's no good on the inside. Fiverr Kike and Hope gets a basketball. Kaufman ahead to Kelly. Kelly underneath to McAfee. Good. Great job by Megan Kelly to feed that ball. Needle the thing between two defenders over to McAfee for a big two. Christy Tripp. And you can hear the fans, and Tripp goes up, puts up off the window. And Tripp used her forearm just like Hope was doing in a couple of them before. And Kaufman goes between two defenders.
And John, Coach Ross is complaining that the Flying Dutch used the forearm again and pushed off. Wow, he is definitely on the officials on that.
Well, if he can get him to call something out there, that... to his advantage, except that they might see it on the Kelvin players as well. Kaufman at the line, drops in the free one. 38-25, Hope 5:58. Anna will have the second one. Yes. 39-25 as Barry reports back in for Megan Kelly.
Flying Dutch are perfect, 12 for 12 from the free throw line to start this ball game, Ron.
Freshman's also into the ball game, Elizabeth Perkins, out of Lansing Christian. On the right side, oh, behind the back dribble by Tripp, kicks it over in the corner to Shelton. Shelton back out in front to Tripp. Right wing it goes to Timmer. She takes it in and puts it up and in. 39-27, Hope. Hope inbounds it to Kaufman. Kaufman's picked up immediately with the pressure by Shelton. Beats her down the court into the corner of Perkins. Back out, Kaufman. Hannah Dole drops down low and Barry over the right side to Perkins. Bounce pass to Dole, 10 on the shot clock. Ball stolen out by Kelvin. So Kelvin on the attack for Kike with the basketball to the baseline, has her shot blocked by Hannah Dole. And Hannah Dole going to get the foul.
And the reason the fans are booing is they thought that she got all ball on that one, and so did Coach Mo.
Time to back off on the officials. We know what's happening now.
Yep.
Free one is bounding around, drops off the side by Verkite. She'll have the second one. 39-27, Hope, 5 minutes left in the first half. And this one hits, bounds around, and drops in. 39-28, Hope. McAfee in the backcourt, takes it over. Gives it to Barry. back to Mac. Underneath. Shot. Ooh, missing the shot underneath with Hannah Dole, but a foul. Good pass by McAfee. She set up Hannah underneath.
And that's the third foul now on Mackenzie Shelton.
So Dole has it hit the front of the iron, bounce back. Melissa LaRue will come in for Hope. And Dole will get the second free one. Got it. 40-28, Hope for the lead, 4:49 left. First half. Engelhard drifts up for the basketball, fires it hard into the corner to Shelton. Bounce pass in the middle, back out they go to Engelhard. She puts up the jumper, misses, rebound. It is picked off by Kelvin, but she steps out of bounds, she being DeKuyper. And Hope's going to get the ball inbounded. McAfee into LaRue. Along the edge for Hope. She's double teamed. Back to McAfee. And McAfee throws it over the head of Melissa. So Calvin will have it at side court. Engelhard for the Lady Knights. Takes it all the way around the edge. Underneath. Shot low. Gets a rebound. Back up and in. Good hustle that time by Engelhard. Here comes Melissa LaRue. Puts on the brakes, gives it to Brittany. She sets for three.
Oh, bang. Wow.
Bang, boom, crash. She nails it. 43-30. Hope on top. All the way to the hoop as Engelhard kicks it far corner to Shelton. And a little forearm push there, then that's going to get her a foul.
Well, Coach John Ross complained about that being called one way, and you have to call it both ways, Ron.
So Shelton, I think, was the one, and she picks up her
That's
fourth
her fourth foul.
Foul.
I was very surprised they didn't get her out of the game when she picked up her third, and now she has four.
So timeout on the court. Hope 43, Kelvin 33, 49 left. And I think that's the last of the media timeouts for this half.
Yes, it is. That was the final media timeout of the first half. And this timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Maura McAfee, perfect from the field so far. 5 for 5 from the field, 6 for 6 from the line, 16 points and 3 boards. Brittany Berry, 11 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. She's hit 3 3-pointers in this ball game. And 2 outstanding performances. We can't leave out Megan Kelly, who has got 9 points so far in this ball game, and she's a perfect 4 for 4 from the foul line as well.
Well, Hope College enjoying a lead out here, 13 points in the first half. But they're having to work for it.
Oh, this is not an easy ball game by any stretch of the imagination. The Flying Dutch having to work for this lead and a 13-point lead they have. They're just doing a lot better job tonight distributing the ball, getting better shots. And amazingly enough, that's what they've been doing is they've gotten a lot of assists by feeding McAfee the ball underneath and getting the ball underneath. But they're doing just as well from three-point land where they've made 4 3-pointers here in the first half.
Well, Kelvin has 4 losses on the season only. 2 of those came at the hands of Hope College. The other 2 at the hands of Olivet.
Yeah, well, that's league losses. They have 7 overall. So, but those are, they were able to get the Olivet monkey off their back with their victory in the MIAA semifinal.
Here comes Melissa LaRue along the edge on the left side. Puts on the brakes. Cross-court pass to Perkins underneath the Dole. Back to Perkins on the right side. Out front to LaRue. Inside the Dole. Looks for McAfee underneath. Not open. Goes on the right side. Stops. Back to Berry. 7 on the shot clock. Berry puts it up. Puts it in. That one went around the inside of that hoop a couple of times before it dropped through. And John Ross just kind of shakes his head. 45-30. Hope with the lead. Calvin with the basketball. Pass underneath and played a little soccer with that one. Kicked the ball. And it's going to belong to Kelvin. They'll set it up underneath their own basket. get it way out front to Verkaik. Little bounce pass underneath. Shot partially deflected that time by Perkins to Berry. Berry over to LaRue. And LaRue, and we get a blocking foul that's going to go against Kristen Tripp. So Melissa will go to the line. Melissa stepping up for the Flying Dutch the last few ball games as her experience is showing for Hope at that guard position.
She had a career 14 a career high 14 points in her last ball game.
This one is good. She reminds me a little bit of Carlson with the guys out there that she likes to push the ball up hard. Mazarot comes in for Hope. 3 minutes left in the first half. As the rule, we'll get to the line and drop it in. .47-30, 2:56 left in this first half. Engelhard moves to the right side, takes a look, gets it out front to DeKuyper. DeKuyper made a move, back out, long pass, the kick around the corner to Brianna. She puts it up and in. Verkaik just stationed herself right at the point, and Calvin worked it around the edge. Finally, they got the ball to her. She's wide open. And Melissa LaRue, and we're going to go against LaRue again.
Yep, and the same one that they've been calling with a forearm. So both teams are going to have to change their game plans with their guards right now, bringing the ball up the floor, because they're calling that very tightly right now.
It's habit.
Yep.
Nothing else but habit. Inbound pass to Engelhard. To the right side. Underneath. And
same thing. She did the exact same thing LaRue did, and they got called for it. So
they're consistent.
Yep, and I'm giving them the credit for being consistent on that.
So pressure by the Lady Knights. As Hannah Dole inbound it. Gets it into Kaufman. Kaufman works back and forth. Finally takes it into the front court. Double teamed along the edge. Keeps going. And we got a foul, I believe.
It's going to be against Anna Timmer, who bumped into the back of Kaufman, who was driving.
And Anna will go to the line.
Calvin's got to be very careful right now when it comes to fouls with their guards, because their number three guard, Shelton, has four fouls. They unless they're very deep in the guard position, they're going to run into some serious issues here if they get any more fouls.
Springer comes in for Calvin as Kaufman dropped the first one in. Have the second, got it. 49-33, Hope, 2:15 left. Tripp with the basketball for the Lady Knights, goes to the left wing, picks up her dribble, hands it off to Verkaik. Back out in front, Springer. Cross court, Hannah Dole with a steal. And Coach Moses, slow it down. Set it up, get a bucket out of this one. Over to the right side to Kelly. Back out in front, Mazarot. Berry for three. Hits, bounds around, no good. Rebound, Dole. She misses with it. And rebound taken down by Tripp. Tripp to the right side. Leaves it for Verkaik. Her shot good. So Verkaik now warming up for Calvin. That's Brianna. Kaufman around the edge. She's double teamed and lose the basketball, but a foul. And the foul is going to go against Springer.
And that's Springer's first. But they're in the double bonus, so that will send Anna Kaufman to the foul line.
So Coach Ross emphasizing to the officials about using the arm, and I don't know if it's hurting him or helping him, because his girls are getting called on it as much as at the Hope College was. This one is good by Kaufman, and Traversa comes in for Hannah Dole. Kaufman has it bound around and drop in. 51-35, Hope with the lead. 1:15 left in the half. Tripp with the basketball along the right side, all the way down, fires it across, and this time it's Mazarot who knocks the ball away. Hope you can see has worked their defense against that play, as the big people on the inside are able to get there with the pass to knock it out. Set up play by Springer, has to go way up on top to trip. 17 on the shot clock. Around the outside to Springer, to Verkike. Verkike against Kelly all the way. Shot blocked, picked off by Berry. Nice block there by Megan Kelly. She takes a timeout with 51.7 seconds left in the first half, leading 51-35.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Real key point of this basketball game right now, the Flying Dutch, 19 of 20 from the free throw line, Ron, 95%. You take 20 free throws in a game and you make 19 of them just in the first half, you're doing a pretty good job of getting yourself to the line.
Well, they've been working on their free throw shooting, and Coach Moa has been talking about that before, because he keeps saying out there, the way they're calling things, you're going to get more free throws, and so we've got to make our free throws. And they're worked on that all season, and they're doing well. Hope will set it up. Traversa inbounds it to Berry. Back to Kaufman. Kaufman has it tipped away, and it's going to go to Hope. And the ball was tipped on the outside. Traversa will inbound it. Gets it to Kaufman. Kaufman double-teamed in the backcourt, having some problems. Oh, she used forearm there. Got across the timeline. Got to Berry. Back to Kaufman. Kaufman with eight on the shot clock. Starts to drive in the middle and travels with the basketball with 3 seconds left on the shot clock. Mo wasn't happy with that setup, as he wanted to work down and get a shot in that situation, and they didn't have a good shot with it. Here comes Kelvin. Trip to the baseline, back to the right corner, outside Springer. In and out of the basket, rebound, Mazarot, and we get a whistle.
I think it's going to be against Mazarot. I could be wrong. Nope, it is.
So at the line will be Brianna Verkike.
No, it's going to go against Kaufman. So Brianna Verkike will go to the free throw line, where she is 1 for 2 on this evening.
Puts it up, and it's short. Oh. Hits the rim, and Mazarot with a rebound. To Kelly, over to Kaufman. Kaufman takes it across the line. Double team, gets it underneath, but throws the ball away at the buzzer. And we're good at the half, as the Lady Flying Dutch hold the lead, 51-35 over the Lady Knights.
It's time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van, but first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com, where the Hope College Flying Dutch have a 51-35 lead here at the DeVos Fieldhouse in the MIAA championship game. The Flying Dutch looking to repeat as MIAA postseason champions and are on a good shape to do that right now with a commanding 16-point lead going into the halftime locker room. Let's take a look at team statistics first for Calvin College. They shot 16 of 33 from the field in the first half for 48.5%. They were 2 for 6 from three-point land for 33%. They went to the free throw line only 4 times and only made one of them, shooting 25% from the free throw line. They had 11 rebounds, 7 offensive, 4 defensive, and they had 9 turnovers. The Flying Dutch of Hope College shot 14 of 24 from the field in the first half for 58.3%. They took 9 less shots than than Calvin College in the first half. They made 4 of 10 from three-point land for 40%. Here's the big statistic and a key for the Flying Dutch in the first half. They shot 19 of 20 from the free throw line for 95%. Another key statistic for the Flying Dutch, they out-rebounded Calvin in the first half, 18 to 11. The offense, 6 offensive boards, 12 defensive. The Flying Dutch actually had more turnovers than Calvin as they had turned over the ball 10 times. Individual statistics, first for Calvin College. They were led in scoring by Brianna Verkijk, who had 11 points and 1 rebound. Kayla Engelhardt had 8 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. Hannah Aker had 6 points and 2 rebounds. Maria DeKuyper had 2 points. Christian Tripp had 4 points. Abby Springer came off the bench and gave the Knights 2 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. And Anna Timmer had 2 points and 2 rebounds. For the Flying Dutch of Hope College, they were led in scoring by Maura McAfee, who was perfect from the field, a perfect 5-for-5, and then she went a perfect 6-for-6 from the free throw line to give her 16 points in the first half. She also added 3 rebounds. Brittany Berry had a solid first half as well, having 13 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. Megan Kelly chipped in with 9 points, 1 rebound, and 2 assists. Hannah Dole had 3 points and 2 rebounds. Anna Kaufman had 8 points and an assist. And Melissa LaRue gave the Flying Dutch their only bench points with 2 points in the first half. We had a chance to look at the first half statistics, Ron. What stands out to you in the first half?
Well, it jumped right off the paper as soon as you pick it up out here because it got heavy on that one side. And that's from the free throw line. Calvin had 14 fouls called against him in the first half. Hope had 7. Hope had 19 out of 20 from the free throw line. And Calvin had 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. So that gets you 18 points from the free throw line compared to 1 for Calvin. And that's just the difference in the ballgame.
Oh, the free throws definitely has been the difference in the ballgame. The Flying Dutch are drawing a little bit more of the fouls. And maybe that's a little bit of the reason why Coach Ross was having such a fit in the first half. He was on the officials nonstop for the last, 10 minutes of the first half. But
Hope was 14 out of 24 from the floor, and Calvin was 16 out of 33. So Calvin taking more shots, making more of them than what you have with Hope. But Hope is pretty accurate, 58% from the line, so that they're shooting a good percentage, especially from 3 with 40% on 4 out of 10. Calvin is 48% from the floor, 33% from three-point line. So Hope's got a better shooting percentage than what Calvin has, and so they're dominating a little bit. Turnovers pretty much the same. Hope with 10, Calvin with 9.
That's been a good first half for the Flying Dutch as they've been able to move the ball around. We've talked about this during the game, was the Flying Dutch just playing a little bit better and more crisper than they did on Thursday evening against Adrian, and it's shown with the 51-35 lead going into the half.
Well, I think that's expected out there, and your starters are playing longer at this point in the season, and things like this that you have on Wednesday night. I think he used most of his bench. Everybody got in the ball game and had a chance to play, and it's third time that they were playing Adrian. Had defeated them decisively a couple of times, so, you know, he had everybody out there. But he knows this one is the one that counts for all the marbles in getting into the NCAA, and so he's not going to take any chances and, you know, try to put this one away.
The Flying Dutch, with a victory here, will clinch a berth in the NCAA National Championship, or in the tournament, excuse me, and with a win, they would be in pretty decent shape to clinch at least a first-round home series here at the DeVos Fieldhouse.
We won't find that out until Monday. They're going to have the drawing. Men's drawing will take place at about 12:30, and the women's drawing later in the day, where you'll find that one out. You just have to tune in a little bit around noon and see what's going on.
Well, if you're checking in for the men, you can go to the Hope Hoops Luncheon at the Moss Center at noon. That's a $9.75 charge for lunch and we've been told that the announcement for the men will be around 12:30, 1 o'clock, somewhere in that time area. The women will be announced, from what we were told, around 2:30 in the afternoon. So you'll have to check out through media sources throughout. You could probably check out the Anchored in Hope section on 927thevan.com or go to the Hope Hoops or Hope Athletics page on their website to find out there. And probably be in other media websites as well that you check for your Hope information.
And hopefully the Hope College coaches will be able to get out and join the luncheon. You may have some visiting coaches as well, although they might go out for lunch someplace, because what they are also doing on Monday is to pick the all-conference team. And by Monday night, we should have the all-conference team as soon as Mr. Chandler gets them all typed up and written out and put on the computer. Y'all conference teams. They're coming out when? Monday?
No, probably Tuesday.
Tuesday they're going to come out, he says, instead of Monday.
Oh, see, what's going to happen is they're all going to converse and they're going to figure it out on Monday, and then they'll release it on Tuesday. So,
to Greg out there, and then he has an overnight to get it on the computer. We're teasing Mr. Chandler. He's sitting next to us, so you got to tease him a little bit.
Oh, he's a good friend of the station in the MIAA and Hope Hoops basketball over the years, so you got to razz him a little bit. I think the best razzing was last year during the coin flip when the Hope College and Calvin last year had to split the regular season championship, and whoever had home court was because of a coin flip. Mr. Greg Chandler was in charge of that coin flip because the commissioner was unable to attend to give out to do that. So Mr. Chandler got the coin flip and Calvin won it. So we razzed him a little bit about that, but it's all good-natured fun. Kind of interesting, Ron. Both teams out back on the court rather early from their halftime discussions.
Well, I think the coaches know each other and the teams know themselves and know the other team. And really, what are you going to say? You know, a few things you're going to clear up. If you're setting up an offense or defense that isn't quite clicking, you can talk about it. But beyond that point, they know how big a ball game this is, both teams. So you don't have to do much rah-rah, you know, type of speech in the locker room at halftime. Put a few X's and O's up, and any questions? All right, let's go out and shoot.
Well, the couple of halftime adjustments probably need to be made by Calvin in order for them to change the outcome of this ball game. Hope playing very well, and Calvin just not getting it done here in the first half, but to have 20 minutes still left to play, anything can happen, and we saw that earlier this afternoon. Let's send it back to the studio for a two-minute break. You're listening to Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com, where the Hope College Flying Dutch have a commanding 51-35 lead over the Calvin Knights here at halftime at the DeVos Fieldhouse at the MIAA postseason championship game. The winner of this ball game gets a free trip into the NCAA tournament, and Flying Dutch looking in pretty good shape here in the first half, Ron.
Well, right now they have a nice lead, and nothing is ever sacred, however, because there's a lot of basketball to play, and if we can be that many points ahead at halftime, why, they can catch up and add another point, and they got a victory. So, it's possible. It's not something that is impossible, and if as soon as you start, guessing out there a little bit that, all right, this one's made, turnaround happens quickly.
Well, it's coming out of the halftime locker room. There's a lot of things that can happen, a couple of halftime adjustments on what may change things around, and you can jump out to a quick 8-0 run to start the second half, and all of a sudden that lead has been cut completely in half. So there's a lot of things that can happen, but the same instance, Hope could jump out to an 8-0 run to start it, and all of a sudden your lead is double. So a lot of different things can happen, Ron, and that's the beautiful thing with 20 minutes left in the ball game. So don't go away. Anybody that's listening in right now, you want to listen into this ball game because we still have 20 minutes left of basketball and the MIAA postseason tournament.
Watching Coach Mo out in the huddle out there just reminding his girls, and he's waving his arm up and down over here, and... You know what he's talking about out there.
And that is something that the officials have keyed on. And, Ron, I have not seen them key on this as much all season except for this game, and it didn't start until Coach Ross complained about it, and boy, they did not want to hear him complain about that anymore, so they said, well, we'll just start calling that both ways now, and then there will be no complaints. Well, Coach Mo made a instance there, you know, we picked up almost half our fouls by doing that. Let's stop doing that.